This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded with Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha being adjourned sine die today. In the Lok Sabha, when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 PM today, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House about overall business done during the session. He said, a two-day special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with the reply of the Prime Minister. He said, a special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure over the loss of time due to disruptions. In the Rajya Sabha, before the House was adjourned sine die today, the 130th Constitutional Amendment Bill, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, has said that the monsoon session of Parliament was extremely fruitful for the country and the government. Briefing media at the Parliament House after completion of the session in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said, but many new MPs were not allowed to speak in Parliament and the opposition itself is responsible for this.
देश के लिए और सरकार की दृष्टि से बहुत ही फ्रूटफुल सेशन रहा है लेकिन अपोजिशन एमपीज के लिए बहुत नुकसान रहा है क्योंकि अपोजिशन एमपीज विशेष करके जो नए एमपीज है उसको बोलने का मौका नहीं मिला उसका जिम्मेदार है अपोजिशन पार्टी के खुद नेता लोग मैं जितने भी मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट विशेष करके जो एनडीए के और कुछ और दल है जिन्होंने सत्र में भाग लिया उनको मैं धन्यवाद देता हूँ.
The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, online money gaming has become a public health menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron. Prime Minister's office said both the leaders exchanged views on the ongoing efforts for peaceful resolution of conflicts in Ukraine and the West Asia region. It said that Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflicts and early restoration of peace and stability. It added that the leaders also reviewed progress in the bilateral cooperation agenda, including in areas of trade, defense, civil nuclear cooperation, technology and energy. Railways has decided to operate more than 12,000 special trains for the convenience of passengers during Diwali and Chhath festivals. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw also announced that passengers undertaking onward journeys between 13th and 26th of October and return journeys between 17th of November and the 1st of December will be offered a 20% discount on return tickets. The Indian men's air rifle team of Arjun Babuta, Rudrangsh Patil and Kiran Jadhav clinched the gold medal in men's 10-meter air rifle today at the Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. The three shooters accumulated a total score of 1892.5, beating Chinese trio of Li Shanhao, Lu Dingke and Wang Honghao. Meanwhile, Mansi Raghuvanshi won the gold medal while compatriot Yashasvi Rathore claimed bronze in a 1-2 finish for India in the women's junior skeet competition. Mansi shot 53 in the final to emerge champion while Yashasvi fired 52 to take the second place ahead of Kazakhstan's Lidia Basharova 40. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day Khelo India Water Sports Festival began at the iconic Dal Lake in Srinagar. Organized jointly by the Sports Authority of India and the J&K Sports Council, the event is conceived as a celebration of Jammu Kashmir's culture and ecology. On the first day, three athletes in different categories won gold medals. Mohsin Ali from Kashmir won gold medal in 1000 meters kayaking event, Rashmika Sahu from Odisha in women's category 1200 meters canoeing event, whereas Vishal Kumar from Uttar Pradesh won gold medal in men's 100 meter canoeing event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.